This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Moore. Movie theaters and cineplexes across the Central Coast now have the green light to start reopening. But for the past several weeks, there's been another way to go out for an evening to see a film, a staple of life in the 1950s and 60s. Drive-in theaters fell out of popularity for the past few decades, but they may be making a comeback. Drive-ins offer a safe option for people of all ages, and social distancing is easily managed. KCBX contributor Beth Thornton recently checked out one local drive-in and brings us this story.
That's the sound of children anxiously awaiting a double feature on the newly reopened drive-in theater in Goleta. This outdoor theater has been here since 1966, originally called the Twin Drive-In. Though there have been several years of downtime since its heyday, it was permanently closed even before the pandemic hit. But with renewed interest from the Santa Barbara community, West Wind reopened at the end of May. Second District Supervisor Greg Hart says members of the community contacted his office about reopening the venue.
We probably received more than 500 emails from local residents who want to take their family to the movies and enjoy the drive-in that they remember so fondly from years ago.
Once West Wind realized the level of interest, Hart says the company worked with his office to navigate the process of reopening.
And we made that point to our local public health officer that, you know, there's a lot of interest in this. And so they were able to accommodate that and create authority for them to reopen.
On a recent Tuesday family night, cars were lined up well before showtime. Hatchbacks and trucks backed into their spots for open air seating. And when the sun set and darkness fell, all eyes were on the big screen.
Once upon a time, there were two trolls. One was named Poppy.
Hey, how's it going?
The other was named Brant.
Audio-visual quality has definitely improved with the times. With digital projection and audio coming through your car's FM radio, the experience is as much about the movie as it is about being outside under the stars. It's unclear if the enthusiasm will hold now that traditional theaters will be reopening. But for now, driveinmovie.com, a website that tracks the history and locations of drive-in theaters throughout the world, says traffic to their website for the month of May increased by 500%. That's five times the online visitors they had a year ago. San Luis Obispo's Sunset Drive-In is back in business as well. Per the theater's recorded message,
the drive-in is open 7 nights a week, so drop on by.
It's currently showing classic movies like Jaws and American Graffiti, which anyone born after the 70s hasn't had a chance to see on the big screen in a theater setting. For KCBX, this is Beth Thornton in Santa Barbara.